The six candidates competing in a Democratic primary for the chance to run against Republican Governor Kim Reynolds had some heated exchanges in a debate last night. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sestaric reports last night's debate was the first time voters saw the six candidates directly address each other and attack their opponents' records.
All six candidates said they want to decrease state tax credits given to businesses because they see them as hurting Iowa's revenue growth and leading to budget cuts for education and state agencies. State Senator and labor lawyer Nate Bolton said Des Moines businessman Fred Hubble gave tax credits to businesses during a short stint as director of Iowa's Economic Development Agency.
I think we have to have somebody that has not shown that they're willing to engage in this coupon economic system that is failing our state right now.
Mr. Hubble?
Well,
your response?
I don't know what he's talking about. I mean, he didn't name any particular project or location.
Hubble said he helped save the state millions of dollars and state money wasn't given to projects that didn't help grow wages. John Norris, who's worked under prominent Democratic politicians, jumped in.
He gave out $29 million in tax credits over those 4 months. I think that's probably what Nate's referring to.
These three candidates were joined by Kathy Glosson, Ross Wilburn, and Andy McGuire. Hubble, Bolton, and Glosson are considered the frontrunners. Hubble's campaign has spent the most, by far, on TV ads. All of the candidates also criticized the Republican tax plan passed by the Iowa legislature earlier this month, which is now awaiting Governor Reynolds' signature. Here's Ross Wilburn, diversity officer at ISU and former Iowa city mayor.
Repeal it, put a more progressive system in place.
Hubble was the only candidate who did not call for a repeal of the tax cuts.
I'm not ready to say that should be repealed yet, but what I am ready to say, let's attack the corporate tax giveaways. Let's take back the commercial property tax break.
The six candidates said they'd reverse the state's handover of its Medicaid program to private companies. Here's former Iowa Democratic Party chair and medical doctor Andy McGuire.
This is unstable right now. You have patients who are at risk, so you have to bring this back into the state.
All six candidates also said they'd repeal the fetal heartbeat abortion law if elected. But Kathy Glosson, a nurse and union leader, criticized Hubble for donating to the campaign of Republican Representative Peter Cowney, who voted for the fetal heartbeat law.
I want to be clear that if you're up here talking about women's reproductive health and safe legal abortions, you better be walking the walk and not talking the talk.
Hubble said he's known the Cowney family for 30 years.
It's a very close, strong family relationship. So when we had an opportunity to support Peter, of course we did. Did I like his vote? No. Did I like the vote of anybody else who voted for it? No. If I had been governor, would I vetoed it? Yes.
Glosson also called for a $15 minimum wage and continued to stake out her position on the left side of the Democratic field.
I still don't know where my opponents stand on actually making sure that Iowans have affordable, quality health care. I don't know what that means. I'm still proud to be the only candidate talking about universal, single-payer health care that's very clear in what I'm saying.
Glosson said she's not too liberal to win in the general election and said centrist Democratic candidates haven't been successful in Iowa. The primary election is June 5th, and early and absentee voting are underway. I'm Katerina Sestaric, Iowa Public Radio News.